The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
And now we turn to this.
Under 2 hours, nobody has ever done this. They said it couldn't be done. Sebastian Sowe is going to break the 2 hour mark. He's going to win the London Marathon in incredible style. An historic performance, 1:59.30. Absolutely incredible. I've never seen anything like that. What a finish.
Steve Cram commentating there as Sebastian Sowe shattered the marathon record yesterday, completing the London race in 1 hour, 59 minutes and 30 seconds. And this made him the first athlete to complete an official marathon in under 2 hours. Many reasons have been cited for the performance, but one of them is the pair of super shoes that Sebastian was wearing. I'm joined by chief sports reporter with The Guardian, Sean Ingle. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Can you put that achievement into context for us?
Well, I was speaking to Hugh Brasher, who is the race director of the London Marathon yesterday, and his dad paced Sir Roger Bannister to the sub 4 minute mile. And he said it was very much like that. This was this generation's 4 minute mile. And it really was that special because it's cut through to everyone that runs. A good example for your listeners, imagine trying to run 100 metres in 17 seconds, which isn't slow, and then trying to keep doing it for over 26 miles, because that's what Sebastian Sowe did yesterday. It really was remarkable.
And was it that much of a surprise, or were we on the cusp of this?
We were definitely on the cusp. I mean, the big change happened about 10 years ago, where these super shoes with very bouncy and fast foam first started coming in. And since then, the marathon world record has come down to sort of 2:03 to sort of slowly come down. But even so, to take another big chunk out of it yesterday, 65 seconds off the world record in one mighty swoop was a surprise.
And what are these super shoes? What makes them so special?
Well, there's a few things, but most of all, it's the foam in them. You know, if you'd have bought a pair of running shoes 10, 15 years ago, you would have probably been the actual foam on them wouldn't have been that bouncy, wouldn't have been that responsive, and also would have been not as high. These days, they're sort of almost 4 centimetres of very springy, very bouncy foam. And essentially, it means that when you run, the shoe gives you a lot back, and you're able to sort of that trampoline effect, sort of go faster and without damaging your calves and your body as much.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel? I mean, what the moral question about, you know, technology contributing to records being broken?
Well, I think people would say that, you know, Roger Bannister ran his 4 minute mile on a cinder track. And then, you know, a few years later, we had these more modern tracks, and that was probably worth a second or a second and a half a lap. So technology inevitably moves on. Where I think there was a problem initially was there was one shoe company, Nike, that was 3-4 years ahead of everyone else. So if you weren't running in Nike for a marathon, you had almost no chance of winning the big major events. That's changed now. You know, last week in Boston, I think another shoe company, Asics, had 7 of the top 10 on the podium. So you know what, these shoes companies, they're trying to fight out for smaller technological advantages. There isn't the big jumps or the big differences between the brands anymore.
So it's fair as long as everybody has the same sort of technology available to them, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously there are old timers that back in the day, they look at their times and a three-hour marathon, which is, you know, a very good achievement 15 years ago, is not the same as a three-hour marathon now, because the shoes may give you 3, 4, 5 minutes extra time. But I think as long as everyone has them, I think people accept that. And also, there is a preventative effect. If you run in shoes that have more foam in them and different foams, they can help you run safer as well as faster. And actually, it's quite interesting. There's a big growth of run clubs across the UK, and I'm sure Ireland, where people that run very slowly, 12, 13, 14 hour miles, are getting into running now. And a lot of it is because they use a different type of foam, which isn't as fast, but it's very protective. And again, that's a good thing. So technology and sport isn't always a bad thing.
Yeah, and it's not just for the elites as well. There's another technological advancement as well. Tell me about carbogels.
Yeah, so anyone that's run a lot and try to eat on the run will know that it can have effects on your gastro system. But a few years ago, a Swedish company called Mertens came up with what they call a hydrogel. And what they're able to, essentially what athletes can do is they can take this and consume enormous amounts of carbohydrates, and yet they, which allows them, means they don't hit a wall during a marathon, but also they don't get tummy issues. And to put it into context, Sebastian Sauer yesterday had about 230 grams of carbohydrates during his marathon. And that's the equivalent of eating about 25 digestive biscuits. So if you think of that and trying to do that and run, you'd feel it. And certainly if you're running for a couple of hours, you would. But, you know, he had no effects whatsoever because of this gel helps protect the stomach, but also give you those carbs that you need when you're running to burn fuel.
Uh-huh. So now that we have the sub 2 hour marathon, there are faster courses than London, you know, marathon courses. So we can expect a few seconds to be shaved off that pretty soon, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, Sauer will probably run in Berlin in September. He did last year, but it was very, very hot, so he didn't break the world record then. But that's because that is a considerably quicker course than London, maybe even a minute, maybe a touch more. So if he's in the same physical shape, it's certainly possible that you would get some more off. Obviously, at some point that there is a limit, and the body, the human body, can only go so fast. Mm-hmm. But we're not there yet.
I just wonder: are regular humans running the marathon at a faster pace than they were, say, 10 years ago? I feel as though anecdotally, what I see online, Sean tells me that there's more sub 4 hour marathons than there ever were before.
No, you're absolutely right. I think all of us, it's only human really to sort of embrace technology and want to go a little bit quicker. Before the race, I even spoke to the oldest man running the London Marathon this year, Harry Newton, who's 88. And he happened to mention that he bought a pair of what they called Saucony Endorphin Elite 2s. And now they retail for £280. Now, he did tell me he got them on sale, but regardless, an 88-year-old guy who was aiming for 6 or 7 hours still wanted to run in one of the fastest shoes in the world. And
incredible.
I think that tells you a lot about us all, really.
Yeah, a listener says, Sebastian smashed the 2 hours because of the runners he wore. Really? I mean, obviously, we're not saying that his entire pace was due to the runners he wore, but it seems to have given him an edge.
Yeah, no, I think you look at the world record for the marathon, if you go back a decade, and it is, you know, just under 2:03. The big changes have been the shoes and the gels that people take. That's the change. Now, clearly, when we talk about running and Kenyans, and inevitably you have to talk about drugs testing and doping. The one thing that is sort of reassuring is before this marathon, also before we ran in Berlin, Sauer's sponsors Adidas gave the Athletics Integrity Unit $50,000. And said, test our man as much as possible. We want him, you know, give all the tough tests. So He has been tested more than other athletes. Does that mean he's clean? No one knows for sure. However, it does give a level of reassurance that hopefully he is clean.
It certainly is a new era, Sean. Thank you very much. Sean Ingle there, chief sports reporter with The Guardian.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.